Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At long last, a new season of The Bachelor, or in this case, The Bachelorette, and it was monumental, to say the least. So much to talk about. Let's do this.
Heartbreak.
I'm not done yet.
You are done. Get out of here.
Drama.
Drama this soon is a little bit crazy.
Love.
You just don't know when it's going to happen.
It's the Kelly Ford in the Morning Bachelorette Report.
My girl Sabrina from Queens is here, and we were tweeting and having so much fun with our Bachelorette Report panel last night. Going to give you guys shout-outs in just a moment. But boy, for once, Chris Harrison might be right. This might be the most dramatic season of The Bachelor ever.
Boy is right, considering what we got with these men, boy children.
What a group, man. From the minute they started popping out of limos and station wagons, and oh my God, the guy in the sky.
Oh my God, Bennett with his Harvard law degree sipping out of a dirty martini. That was my guy.
I didn't hate his 007 vibe.
He seemed like a mood. He was the only one who I think was an adult out of that crew.
So many lawyers, so many guys from New York in this bunch, and they all had to quarantine, and the drama over the COVID tests. I'm like,
oh my God, there's a guy literally crying.
I know.
I thought it was a little ridiculous when they came out of the room and they were like, hi, Gross. Hi, Pool.
Yeah, you're like, get some perspective, fellas. People died, okay?
Literally, people died.
Okay, let's talk about who she sent packing last night.
She sent packing Tyler C., who I mistakenly thought was going to be a front runner this season. He came out with the whole station wagon, Clark Griswold.
He was kind of sweaty. He stayed sweaty.
Yeah, they were all sweaty. And like, honestly, no one caught my attention as much as Dale did.
No.
First impression, Rose Getter.
Surprise, surprise. She tells him she wants to spend more time with him. He's excited. They make out, the end, season over.
Honestly, you can just stop there. You don't have to go any further. Like, that's how it ends.
But they did a pretty good job of introducing doubt that it might not be him and creating drama.
Yeah, literally not even an hour and a half into the first episode, we already have someone claiming they're not there for the right reasons.
I mean, isn't everybody there to try to get more Instagram followers? That seems to
literally,
be the reason. Yeah.
Cut me a break. At least get me to episode 2.5, please.
So right out of the gate, she says, I think I just met my husband when she meets Dale. And I'm like, are you sure? What about the guy with the farting butt ring, Claire? Are you really sure? Is there a possibility it isn't Dale, you think?
Well, that's the $1 million question then.
Yes, it is. That's what'll keep us watching. Sabrina, what are your predictions for next week?
Next week, I think we're going to see our first date. Maybe a little more of Easy and Chapman, whatever the heck his name was.
The guy in the chainmail. Who doesn't love a little good chainmail? The knight. Yeah, I think if it's not Dale, my money's on him.
I'm for it.
And thank you so much to everybody who took part and followed along on socials last night on our Bachelorette Report panel. We had January, Celeste, Gina, Melissa Carpenter. We appreciate you. Keep watching. We'll do it again next week. Forget the whoopee cushion. Farting butt rings for everybody.
That's Grooms 2020.